And coming up next here, we have an examination of Christian Zionism.
I've always wondered why some of Israel's biggest supporters are American evangelical Christians, like this woman who I met in Jerusalem.
My greatest joy is to be with the people of Israel.
I wanted to know why people like her think this way, despite the harm it causes their fellow Christian Palestinians. It turns out evangelicals are a major source of political support for Israeli policies, even those that go against international law. The biggest pro-Israel group in the U.S. is actually an organization called Christians United for Israel. And it's not uncommon to hear evangelical preachers say things like this.
Israel is God's chosen people, always have been God's chosen people, always will be God's chosen people.
This is something Sharon believes too. She's an American evangelical who's lived in Jerusalem for almost 40 years. She says the Bible commands her to support Israel.
We see all over God's word that the Jewish people at a certain point in history would begin to find their way back home. And we know that happened in May 1948 when the state became a real nation. And ever since then, the Jewish people have been coming home. And we've been living in Bible prophecy ever since.
Wait, let's unpack that. What Bible prophecy is Sharon talking about?
There will be a big event that will happen here in Jerusalem, and that will be the Messiah. Will come here.
Sharon's referring to what evangelicals call the end times. The idea is that once Jews return to Israel, Jesus Christ will come back to earth and rapture Christians up to heaven. And in some interpretations, this will actually lead to the death of two-thirds of all Jews. Doesn't quite sound like the holiest alliance, does it? Still, the state of Israel is more than happy to accept evangelical Christian support. Listen to what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told attendees of this evangelical conference.
Now there are millions and millions of devout Christians who stand with Israel. So I want to thank you on behalf of all the people of Israel.
So what do Palestinian Christians think of all this?
You have my sisters and brothers who are supposed to be my support, actually doing all their best to support the ones who are oppressing us. It makes me angry.
That's Munder Ishaq, a Palestinian pastor who lives in Bethlehem, the city believed to be the birthplace of Jesus. By the way, Bethlehem is now surrounded by this massive Israeli wall and military checkpoints.
Why is their read of the Bible so different?
Evangelicals read the Bible in a very literal and simple way. They see in it an image of God who is a tribal God who favors one nation over everyone else based on a promise that's thousands of years old.
Considering Christianity preaches equality and loving thy neighbor, I wondered, how does someone like Sharon justify her support of Israel?
For the Palestinian Christians who would say to you, we are actively being oppressed by the state of Israel, what do you say to them?
I would say, take a look at the scriptures and love them and be a blessing in any way you can, even if you're being persecuted. What did Jesus say? He said, turn the cheek.
You think they should love their oppressor?
I don't believe that Israel is oppressing them.
It's clear to me that God is not pleased with the occupation. God weeps over the situation of Palestinians. God weeps over the people who lose their lands. God weeps over the children who are killed every day. We need our Christian sisters and brothers to realize this and to help us